Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
We always win, right?
Yeah!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Deep breath, everybody. Deep breath. Got to catch my breath here as we start today's adventure into the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you there? You breathing?
I'm breathing.
Well, we survived the election season, almost. I mean, it's still ongoing. There are recounts everywhere, of course, the counts that they're not counting in California about the GMO issue, Prop 37 labeling. There's that. So we're sort of out of the woods, but we're not really. So how are we going to breathe our way through this? How about thinking about the lame duck session in Congress? Shall we approach that? I mean, this is the kind of time when it's garbage time, right? It should be the most important thing in the world. Now you don't have to worry about re-election. You're either in or you're out. This is the time where the important stuff should take center stage in Congress. Don't you think, Super Don? This would be the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, this happens to usually be the time of the cycle when all of the crazy stuff starts happening.
No.
But, I don't know. We've got some important stuff that we've got to focus on, and I'm hoping that's what they'll do.
Well, I'm thinking about the fiscal debt crisis. They call it the fiscal cliff. Of course, mm-hmm. they don't realize that they're already halfway down in air, thin air, nothing yeah. holding them. But, all right, let's say you want to address that. That would be something they're doing. Are they doing that today? No, they're not doing that today.
We've got to figure out
what Congress is doing. How about bringing the troops home? Are they looking at establishing a new foreign policy, saving money, bringing the troops home, defending our borders? Is that going on today, Super Don? Can you check that out?
I need to, but I don't think so, no.
Okay, how about the bankruptcy of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, that for sure. Lame duck session, they can tackle that, right?
That's an important one, but I don't see that on the docket for today.
That one's not happening?
No.
No. Let me just look here. I've got the Daily Poll actually is covered. Hey, good job, Daily Poll, covering what's really happening in Congress. The most important piece of legislation in the history of the United States. It's going to be looked at today. H.R. 6190. You know what this is?
What is it?
The Asthma Inhalers Relief Act of 2012.
Oh.
Who knew that asthma inhalers needed relief?
Oh, my goodness.
What
We're going to bail out the asthma.
We got to bail out the asthma. Too big to fail. No, too big
too
to breathe
big to
in.
Fail.
You know, this story is old news, isn't it? I mean, we've been covering this with Dr. King on the Healing Revolution for like 2 years. The fact that these asthma inhalers like Primatene Mist were banned because they were depleting the ozone layer and contributing to Al Gore's global warming. Al Gore clearly did not have asthma because he pulled these from the market. And so this is actually true. They're going to vote on this. The vote would allow remaining Primatene Mist inventories to continue to be sold until the new non-CFC product is approved. You realize this, they pulled Primatene Mist from the market as an OTC asthma inhaler because they said it was depleting the ozone layer. You know what this reminds me of? What was that refrigerant we grew up with, Super Don? You remember the name of that? You put it into all your air conditioners and in your air conditionings in the car. Remember that Freon?
Yeah, Freon, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And suddenly, out of the blue, Freon was like, no, it's depleting the ozone layer. Freon
evil,
is dangerous
yes.
and evil, right? And then DuPont came up with what? Puron or something like that. It was a patented derivative of Freon that they said wouldn't deplete the ozone layer. Why?
Right.
How was it so convenient that they banned Freon only at the time that DuPont got its patent to sell Puron?
And so purely coincidence, Robert.
Absolutely.
Totally
coincidence.
Absolutely.
This
coincidence.
Is how this works. This is the game. It's business. It's not about global warming and ozone layers. Don't be fooled by that. That's why you have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show to get to the heart of these matters, or the heart and lungs of the matter. And remember, for all of you that are freaking out because Primatene Mist is not available and you think it should be, why aren't you calling up King Bio at 800-543-3245 and getting the asthma remedy, the formula there? How many times do I have to release the Latin-named homeopathic remedies? Because that's so confusing for everybody that you just go, don't worry about it. Just grab the asthma remedy from King Bio. Start using it. Of course, it does have the antimonium tartaricum, right? It does have the Drosera rotundifolia. It certainly does have the Spongia tosta and the Bryonia alba. You know, the Latin Harry Potter names that Don, like you love so much.
My favorite, yes.
Yeah. So Primatene Mist inhalers removed from the market because of ozone. I call garbage. I think, I don't believe them. Stop. It's another official story.
Well, you know, I mean, just all of those Primatene Mist inhalers being around the world are just going to amplify global warming. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, there's obviously some other thing going on here, because we covered this when they did this.
Well,
this was back in 2011.
You guys can contact, who's this? Representative Michael Burgess. He's a Republican in Texas. He's the guy putting forward this very important legislation. Listen, I'm just saying they shouldn't have banned it in the first place. But at the same time, I'm like, well, if you know anything about natural medicine and natural healing and the reason why kids and adults have asthma, you don't need things like Primatene Mist. Or, you know, are these steroid inhalers? I mean, we recognize their life-saving in a pinch, in an emergency. And I recognize allopathic medicine's role there. But we are able to do things without having to ever get there. And that's the story that's not told. And Michael Burgess probably doesn't have a clue about. Why not?
One real quick point that, sure, I just want to remind people of this,
yeah,
is that when we covered this before, Primatene Mist was the only non-prescription OTC relief that people could get. Asthma is a huge market. Asthma is growing. It's getting worse. It's going to be a money-making thing for the pharmaceutical companies. So my opinion is they knocked that off the market. It has nothing to do with global warming. It has nothing to do with the ozone layer. It had to do with the fact that people had the ability to get it without a prescription.
And it was cheap. And they didn't, you said it, they couldn't get, or they didn't need to get the expensive, right, patented pharmaceuticals that were hurting, because you could get the OTC drugs so cheaply. And it worked for a lot of people. It worked. I'm not disputing that. Although there were always toxic effects, a cumulative toxic burden increase. Now, right, we want to decrease it. Also, we know the herb lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A, lobelia tincture, is a phenomenal herb that you take orally. You take a dropper full from a little tincture bottle and drop it into a large glass of water and sip on that water every day. You'll see lung healing, like from God. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it does. We're not telling you to chug a lug it, because you can overdo that, just like you can overdo bananas and get a tummy ache. The point is utilizing it appropriately and not asking permission of Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman. And I don't know where this Michael Burgess stands on the freedom to heal like we talk about. I just don't know enough about the guy. But it's an amazing thing that we have to have legislation, federal legislation, to allow a million OTC already approved Primatene Mist back onto the market just to be able to sell through. But, of course, we know this is a competitive business issue. It really has nothing to do with the ozone layer. I know, yeah, some of my lefty friends are going to be going, oh, Robert, there you go again, saying there's no such thing as global warming. I'm telling you, if there is, talk to the sun, okay? Talk to the solar power that just charges everything in the universe, and it shows us that polar caps are melting on other planets. And this is not an argument for more pollution, because we call for, well, let's get over the whole body, you know, the oil burning already, right? We got so many other things we could be doing. But, of course, people don't want to hear that. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, they might. In fact, a lot of people might. But, well, that's what we got to do here. Let's see. What else is in the news here besides this Primatene Mist story? I remember asthma. We talked about the homeopathics. I wanted to remind you of the lobelia tincture. Remember also that asthma or lung issues are compensations for liver and digestive issues. So when your liver is not up to speed, when your digestive system is imbalanced, your lungs will compensate. They will overcompensate to try and throw toxic poisons out of your body that are not getting out via other mechanisms that are designed easily and simply to do that. So it is a compensatory action that your lungs get to become the dumping ground for all this stuff. It's not an accident. But, of course, the dunderheads at the CDC, the FDA, they have no clue that their vaccines, their antibiotics are all creating more and more asthma, as you said, Super Don. Yes, indeed, more asthma.
Yeah. Like, why? I believe the last thing I saw on statistics was one in every 12 Americans has asthma.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's huge. Well, we're going to take it above and beyond today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we got the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, about to join us, and we are going to talk about heaven,
huh?
Life, the meaning of life. Cue Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. Yes, this neurologist, this neuro guy, man, proof of heaven. This Dr. Eben Alexander, we're going to talk about this, consciousness. Vitamin L, love, man, oh man, this is going to be the most awesome nighttime version of the Robert Scott Bell Show during the day. It's coming up.
Interesting.
Also, Liam Sheff is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Comic-Con up there in Maine and the new, or maybe the RSB comic book's coming out soon, too. We'll talk about that. But stand by. Lots more healing to go. Say thanks to our sponsors. You're in the right place for healing and freedom. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
A while ago, I shared a story about when I was in elementary school. I'm watching my kids grow. My son's now in like seventh grade. I remember when I was in sixth grade in school, in grade school, I was choking on a piece of felt, passed out. Passed out. I mean, I was choking, dying choking. Left my body, saw this beautiful grassy green meadow, flowers, butterfly. I mean, I'm talking that it was more real than anything in waking life. Came back and said, you know, I had this inclination that there was more to life than what I thought. But as a kid, that was one of my most profound early experiences, and I could tie it into so many. And yesterday, on Natural News, Mike Adams, he did it again. He saw this documentary, this book, Proof of Heaven, based on this neurologist that wrote about his experience of being clinically dead. And it gives us the opportunity to go deeper into this stuff. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, welcome back, my friend.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show, and I want to congratulate you, by the way, for having just a huge leap in your audience in the last month. I saw the numbers. I don't know if you want to release the actual numbers, but man, you are reaching, I mean, well over a million people a month. It's incredible.
You know, this is stunning. And again, we're not officially releasing the numbers, but it doesn't matter. Mike Adams is here. And yes, the growth of Natural News, the death of the new media, or no, the old media, I should say. This is the thing here. This story that we're going to talk about probably encompasses expansion of consciousness, maybe even includes the word reincarnation. And if there was a way to reincarnate the old media into the new media, we're already doing it. They're way behind.
But, oh, yeah.
But yes, the growth is sensational. It's stunning. And as I say to people, with all of the lies in the old media that we've been covering for years, it's time now to be vocal. Tell your friends you get your news from Natural News, the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is where it's happening.
Absolutely. And by the way, this story that you're leading off with here about this book, Proof of Heaven, the mainstream media would not touch this story. It's mm-hmm. too much of a big secret. I mean, it's the biggest secret of all.
Yes.
It's the secret of the reality beyond reality. And let me set the stage for your listeners who may not be familiar with this. The book name is Proof of Heaven, authored by a neurosurgeon, Dr. Eben Alexander. And it was just published in October of this year from Simon and Schuster. And this doctor was a lifelong skeptic, didn't believe in consciousness, didn't believe in mind-body medicine or psychic phenomenon or heaven or God or anything. Just, you know, materialism. He was a neurosurgeon. And he thought that, like all of his colleagues, that consciousness was just an artifact of the biochemical functioning of the brain. But then he was infected with E. coli, and it infected his spinal column and his brain, and ate part of his brain, and put him into a 7-day coma during which he was brain dead. He had no higher brain function whatsoever. I mean, it was flatlined. And he was only kept alive by a respirator and, you know, IV liquids and so on. So his mind, I should say his brain, was not functioning. But during the 7 days, his mind, his spirit, his consciousness, if you will, was completely untethered to his body. And he experienced an amazing journey into the afterlife, during which he describes communicating with God, experiencing hell, and then being lifted out of hell into heaven with angelic beings, massive expansion of conscious awareness of all knowledge. He said that he couldn't ask a question without instantly having the answer appear in his mind as a telepathic understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no need for verbal communication. And, you know, not to be light on the subject, but I do want to ask him if he saw, like, little name placards for, like, Nancy Snyderman and Paul Offit when he was in hell.
Yeah, like reserving the room for them.
Yes, exactly. We're waiting for them, right, with all the lies that they still participate in. But, I mean, when you talk about a guy clinically brain dead, as they say, no activity at all for a week. You know, see, this yeah. goes beyond that, oh, for a few minutes they died. And then these guys, like this doctor, Eben Alexander, would have said, well, those are just neurons firing. But he couldn't explain it this way with a week gone.
Well, that's right. That's exactly it. In fact, when he came back, first of all, he experienced a healing that was statistically, medically impossible. Your brain doesn't just grow back normally from being eaten away partially by E. coli, but his brain did grow back. It was like literally God reached down to earth and regrew his brain and sent him this message to write this book. I mean, that's the reality of it. And keep in mind that he wrote this book under great ridicule from his colleagues. Hmm. So he basically committed professional suicide by going on the record and saying that we were wrong, there is a soul, there is a heaven, there is an afterlife, and we are more than our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is that whole idea, which of course is embodied in every major world religion,
yes,
is considered heresy in scientific circles.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, Bruce Lipton experienced some of that, and he wrote about the biology of belief and consciousness and such, and he recognized he had to step into what he knew was real, what was true, and he actually utilized science to support a lot of what he had said as well. But this is a very important point, I think. If we talk about the purpose and mission of people, there's no question in my mind what his was. He's got to reach people that were formerly unreachable, because of the limitations of molecular reductionism, the belief that we're all a bunch of, you know, we're just clay with some electrical impulses temporarily, and then they're gone, and it's over.
Right. What pessimism, you know, that's the ultimate pessimist attitude, that it's really what the scientists are pushing is really a culture of death,
mm-hmm,
that
exactly.
We're not even alive. And no wonder they can experiment on children with vaccines. They don't even think children have souls or
right.
or consciousness. So, you know, no wonder all these evils that are done in the name of science, no wonder they're carried out because of their belief that there is no such thing beyond this materialism world. But what Dr. Alexander learned and documented in his book is something that goes along with what I've been exploring for a long time, which is, and here's a shocker for those listening. I hope your audience can handle this. I think most of them can, so I'm just going to go for it.
I'm confident.
Okay. I mean, I hope my audience can handle this too.
Well, I had a feeling we might be going to places today, but I think it is timely. It is the right time to do it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and you know, who cares what people think? Really, what matters is the larger reality. But here's the deal: our earthly life is a simulation. This is the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The real world is when you awaken after physical death into the spirit realm, which some have called heaven. That is the real world. That's the hyper-reality that Dr. Alexander described as thousands of times more real, more intense. That was the real world. Mm-hmm. The human life was the dream. And that our cosmos here, beginning with the Big Bang and everything that we think we see in the known universe, is a simulation, kind of like, remember the holodeck on Star Trek?
Of course, yeah. This whole idea that you could create reality, utilizing your imagination to create an ideal environment for something. And I think you hinted at it in your review as well, that this is a training ground. This is a learning ground.
This is a training ground. And the creator, which may actually be one great consciousness, or it may be some group of advanced, super advanced intelligence far beyond even our dimension. But they created not only this universe and this Big Bang, but an infinite number of other parallel universes. So the multiverse concept is real, and it does exist. And each slice of the multiverse has its own Big Bang and its own universe, you know, its own. I mean, the language starts to get a little tricky.
Well,
here.
It's even hard by saying Big Bang, because to some degree, the interpretation of Big Bang, there was nothing and there was something. Obviously, there was something that preceded it, or else there couldn't have been a bang. You know.
Well, right. But if you read the science of early cosmology and what happened in the Big Bang, they tell you that in the Big Bang, time itself was created. That before the Big Bang. Well, that whole idea of even saying before the Big Bang is illogical, because there was no time before the Big Bang. So this makes sense, though, from Dr. Alexander's experience in communicating with God in the afterlife. In that afterlife, there was no time flow. In other words, you weren't locked into a track of time moving forward at a certain pace.
Mm-hmm.
Time was just one of the many dimensions that could be traversed very easily. And when the Creator created our universe, they created a flow of time so that we, intelligent beings, could come into this universe, run the simulation, do the test, and experience it from the point of view of a being with a time flow, with free will, with cause and effect, and, as he mentioned in the book, inundated with evil all around us, so that we could test our character and find out who we really are.
Yeah, I interpret it like the worlds of duality, right? That, you know, there's no light without dark, right? No good without evil, etc. And there's a point of experience that he was describing, and that I've read and maybe even experienced in my own life, that go beyond the dichotomy, that there is a distinct, let's say, split or splice or slice between these two, where they all converge, and you said, beyond time and space. Now, this gets wild. This is not 60s hippies talk. This is, you know, a guy, hardcore, grounded scientist, and having an experience coming back and sharing it, and many have done this throughout history. Again, you can read the great literature from spiritual religious leaders throughout history and find similarity. Only the language may shift a bit, but they're trying to describe almost the same thing.
Yeah, right. They are. Like, here's a passage from the book that is exactly what you're talking about, and you do see this reflected throughout world religion and many people who've experienced NDEs, which is near-death experiences. He talks about an angelic being that was his guide in heaven. And here's a passage from the book, page 40. Without using any words, she spoke to me. The message went through me like a wind, and I instantly understood that it was true. I knew so in the same way that I knew that the world around us was real, not some fantasy. The message had three parts, and if I had to translate them into earthly language, they would sound something like this. Quote, you are loved and cherished dearly forever. You have nothing to fear. There is nothing you can do wrong. The message flooded me with a vast and crazy sensation of relief. It was like being handed the rules to a game I'd been playing all my life without ever fully understanding it. And he goes on to describe his experience with this guide this angelic being guide in the afterlife. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, and you know, this term afterlife, Mike, is interesting too, because I was under the impression, of course, growing up in Orthodox religions, that you have to wait until you die to experience it. Clearly, this guy had an experience and he's still alive in the so-called physical body sense. But what about in dreams, for instance, that you can experience these things that are so real that they're almost unreal, or more real than unreal? And in contemplative prayerful states, people have experienced this. So my urging to people is to look into ways you can experience this. And I don't mean getting hopped up on psychotropic drugs. That's not what I'm saying here. But right. Are there ways? I believe there are. I have experienced them in my life. And so I think this opens up the discussion and the investigation into that realm as well.
Yeah, in fact, it provides a mechanism to explain, let's say, out-of-body travel, mm-hmm. to explain patient prayer, to explain miracles, to even explain some psychic phenomena. And that mechanism is that there is a vast consciousness that exists in a, let's say, a different vibration, a different frequency,
mm-hmm.
Above and beyond our world, but also that can potentially be tapped into by certain people, like, for example, Edgar Cayce might have been one of those people in history. Saints in religion, Jesus, mm-hmm. Christ himself may have been someone who was able to tap into this great consciousness, and there are other leaders of religions throughout world history.
Sure, I think even Saul of Tarsus, who was struck by the light and then became Paul, also talked about dying daily. Dying daily. Think about that in terms of what we're discussing here. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think also things like remote viewing. So, mm-hmm. you know, what remote viewing is also not limited to time. So what is a remote viewer doing? Potentially opening a small window of observation into and through a higher dimension that can then observe events without the restriction of time and space.
Yeah. Well, what does it all mean? We're going to get into more of that, taking it to new levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And when we talk about health on all levels, we're not kidding. And today is a great example of that. Thank you, Mike, for being here. We're going to take a quick break. Say thanks to those who support us with this message of health, freedom, and liberty. And remember, you can get, as well, the good folks at Sovereign Silver, now available through shopnaturalnews.com. So check that out. I love that concept of sovereignty. We're talking spiritual sovereignty as well here, right now, today, on the show with Mike Adams. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Sir Thrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I can hear some of you in the corner over there saying, Mike, Robert Scott Bell, you've lost your mind. And all we'd say to that is, well, maybe that's not such a bad thing. If we can get beyond our minds, it sounds like this doctor who wrote the book about what we're discussing right now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams, Proof of Heaven. And read the article review of it at Natural News. I've got it linked up in today's show notes. Mike, I mean, this is stuff I love to talk about. I realize we can't always do it because there's a segment of the audience that will resist. And yet we cover topics, you write about topics that are sometimes uncomfortable. But yet we're seeing the growth of this new media. We're seeing the growth of Natural News. We're seeing the growth of this show. Why? Because we're going places where people are having experiences and they need something that reflects it.
Well, let me share something very personal with you and the audience. I've always been a fan of mind expansion without the use of any drugs. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I have never, ever used mind-altering drugs. Never even tried them. I don't even drink alcohol. And I've never felt that I needed to. However, at the same time, I've always felt that I needed to be able to think freely. Mm-hmm. And so many people in Western culture today are enslaved in their own limiting belief systems.
Yes.
And those can come from lots of different directions. Some are, like the scientists, are just believers in their own sort of cult of scientism, mm-hmm. which doesn't acknowledge anything other than, you know, the materialistic view, which is completely false. There are those also on the religious right side who are very limited in that they might believe in God and they might believe in the Bible, but they don't see what the Bible is really trying to teach them, which is far beyond the literal translation of those words that were written in that ancient text. Much of what we're talking about here today is actually completely consistent with the teachings of Moses and Jesus and much of Christian religion, in fact, most major world religions. But if you change the terminology, people start to get freaked out. So mm-hmm. if you say, for example, oh, pray for a loved one because prayer invokes a non-physical force to intervene in the reality to help them heal, as long as you use the word prayer, they say, oh, that's great, that's fine, yes. I'm totally comfortable with that. But if you say meditate for a loved one to invoke a non-physical intervention that helps improve their life, then they freak out and they say, oh, you're teaching, I don't know, witchcraft or something. It's just one word difference, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. You know, God is a non-physical creator consciousness that violates the laws of physics because he created the laws of physics, okay? So, people, you got to let go of your little you're limiting self-enslavement of vocabulary.
Well,
okay?
Listen, you know, we don't mean they got to. I mean, of course, they can hold on to it and suffer. But, I mean, it might be a good idea to let go. You'll find that, wow, the amazing gifts of what I call spirit will be just flowing to you because you're busting out of your own limitations. And we're our own worst enemies in that regard because we accept the constructs and the consciousness of those who want to limit us because they want to dominate us. They want to rule us. And that's a big part, again, the worlds of duality, a lot of which we have to cover here on the show and what you write about at Natural News as well. We don't deny that that exists.
Well, right. And so much of this is self-evident, too. If you are hearing this and processing this and thinking about it, then you are obviously a conscious being with free will of thought. Well, how can that be unless there's something beyond the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your brain, your physical brain, it's just fat and water, neurons, minerals.
Who are you calling a fat head?
And that alone cannot account for the idea of consciousness, you know. Mm. And this has been evident throughout philosophy, even long before the rise of Western technology, you know, I think, therefore I am. And if you go back to Socrates and you go back to the philosophers of ancient Greece, you get into a lot of these same kind of questions. In fact, Plato himself said that there was another dimension where perfect forms existed and that Earth was just a shadow projection of those perfect forms. That goes back to Plato, man.
Sure. And what of Jesus saying, in my father's mansion or house, there are many, many rooms? I mean, we talk levels of consciousness, levels of heaven, different. I mean, these things are commonly, let's say, if you read through the different religious texts and some of the so-called ancient mythology or even the secret texts within the traditional Judeo-Christian origins, you find all of these things repeating, in that, you know, man also, you know, falls into mythology to explain these things. And often we explain them via this concept of a deus ex machina. You know, you talked about Star Trek earlier of the holodeck. It's this ability of the Starship Enterprise to beam you out when you're in trouble. And a lot of people are still under that impression. It's like, we can't do it ourselves. We got to get somebody to beam us out of here. And so that's also a disempowering viewpoint on life. Yet we've been created with all of this linkage and connection that we deny for any number of reasons, mostly bad habits.
No, it's very clear that the purpose of being here in this realm, on this planet, is a test, that we chose it. This is what also came out of the book, Proof of Heaven, that there's not very much evil in the universe, that on Earth there is a very high concentration of evil, and that the purpose of that evil is so that when we have free will, we can interact and prove our character, prove our virtue. In other words, emerge as champions of love and light, you know, awareness, truth, even when we are surrounded by evil. And I believe that our souls chose this destination as the most difficult, or perhaps one of the most difficult challenges that exists in the ultra universe. That, imagine, if you will, all of these conscious souls are lined up in a, let's say, a room, although it's obviously not a room, in a heaven reality, and they're all choosing, okay, what journey am I going to take? I'm going to choose this destination. Some people choose a difficult destination. Some people choose an easy one, where there's not much evil, where everything's idyllic and mm-hmm. a panacea. But for whatever reason, you and I and everybody listening here, our souls chose not only to come to Earth, but also to have our memories completely wiped so that we had to start from scratch and really discover who we are without any memory of how we got here.
Yeah, that's
how you find out your true character.
One of the big questions might be, well, if I really lived before, how come I can't remember anything? Well, listen, you know, when you talk to kids, oftentimes, and my son just recently had a memory flood through from a previous existence or lifetime, if we can call it that, there is a reason. I mean, I think look, I don't know the numbers. Could it have been a million times? I don't know. But the fact is, imagine if you remembered a million times you were back here on Earth in different bodies. Wouldn't that be a little overwhelming to start out with? Wouldn't you want a little bit of a, give me a little bit of a clean slate to kind of work with here?
Well, yeah. And also remember, too, that this entire lifetime, human lifetime, happens in the blink of an eye in terms of your soul's experience in the heavenly realm. So, because there is no time there. So this illusion of time and this experience in this false reality, or I should say the holodeck of the universe here, this is gone. This is over in an instant. So what we experience as a flow of time, when we die physically and then our souls return, we will awaken there and say, oh my gosh, that was, you know, wow, that was a very quick simulation. How did we do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll review our own lives and perhaps others, perhaps the Creator will review with us. And that's also part of religion where it says we will be judged, you know, at the gates
sure.
of heaven.
Yeah, there was a fascinating book years ago that I read. I think he came out with a couple of them called Journey of Souls. and it was all about the life between lives. He had initially was going these regressions to try and find out what was going on before, and he said, you know, I think I'm more interested in what's going on in between. No one really did that. And so there was a lot of discussion there, again, coming from a science kind of guy, and it was fascinating, the stories that came out about that. So I encourage people to, if you're new to the subject matter, read up on it. I mean, I'm not saying we're not asking you even to believe anything. These are experiential issues, just like the book about heaven, proof of heaven. It's the guy's experience.
And these are just things to explore. Sorry to interrupt, but an important point that you just hinted at there. A lot of these stories of people coming back, these stories make no linear logical sense to us as you know, brain functioning human beings. And the reason is because we don't have the cognitive capacity to grasp the realities that these people are experiencing. They have to translate it down so many levels. It's like trying to teach a bug, you know, to compose Mozart, as I mentioned in the article.
Yes.
It's like trying to teach, you know, some simple life form to do something very complex. We humans, with our very limited brains, we are, you know, very, very basic life forms. We are limited in so many ways by our biology. But once we are beyond this biology, we're not limited, so that experience of consciousness in the greater universe is so much more vast.
Yes.
And cannot even be explained in the very rudimentary human language we're using right now.
Yeah, and I also want to, let's say, clarify the whole idea that some people go, well, what's the point of taking care of any physical body then? It's like, if we're this. But listen, if you want to experience life fully, you try to do it in a body ravaged and racked with disease, which is why, you know, what's always motivated me because of my life experience this time, to help people to heal so that they can, and not to use an army phrase because I hate to do that, but the kind of concept of being all you can be, that idea of if you let that thing flow through a diseased body, it's limited. What can you open up to? What can you experience? But it's true. There's a plus factor. There's a more factor. And that life isn't just what you can touch, taste, smell, you know, there's that experiential factor that's very hard to describe. When I've had those experiences, you can come back and it's fleeting sometimes, and you know it. But you know, how best can you communicate? We've seen beautiful poems written about it, prose. The creative arts can kind of touch on it, but it's hard just to communicate even the way we're doing it. But I get a sense. But it comes down to also the favorite vitamin that we probably love, both of us. It's love, vitamin L.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And one of the messages from the book is that evil only exists in very tiny amounts throughout reality. In fact, love is the fabric of reality, and love is by far the dominant force, and that love will not only prevail, it always prevails in all time, you know, at that higher reality. Now, here on Earth, again, we are inundated with a great amount of evil, which is an aberration in the cosmos, according to Dr. Alexander. This is exactly the way he described it, and again he was being given this information directly from the Creator, is the way he describes it. Mm-hmm. And again, read the book for more details. You know, check it out yourself. You don't have, like you said, this is for exploration, folks.
Yes,
but so much of it is very much in line with things that I've come to realize. Mm-hmm. Some of it through just introspection, other parts of it through research, that it all makes sense.
Yes, yes.
You know, it all makes sense. I mean, how often have you asked yourself this question, Robert? Why am I here with all of this awareness and all of this knowledge when I'm surrounded by such evil and such ignorance and such deception?
Yeah.
This is the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
We are here because of a test. And we don't need to overcome evil in this world to pass the test. We just need to stand strong in our virtue, in our character. We tell the truth. We practice health. We protect life. We practice compassion and humility and honesty. Mm-hmm. And we win, no matter what happens.
It's beautiful. And by the way, we're not starting a new religion. That's not it. Literally.
Why need a new religion? Everything's already out there.
And let me say this. If you're happy where you are, stay there. This is this is the point of it. This is experiential. And if you want to enliven your existing beliefs and religious practices, perhaps this information can open you up to other areas of your own belief system. You know, that's the point of this. I love the freedom that we've been bestowed by that which created us all. You can tell that's a big part of my passion, and I know yours as well, Mike. And the ability and the willingness to communicate it, much less now the feedback that it's being received so well and the growth is so amazing, tells me again, consciousness is shifting. We are in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally we could do nothing now, and it's not going to stop.
That's exactly it. And let me hit you with another headline of a story I'm going to publish. You'll love this. And this builds on this book review and all of this knowledge that we're starting to lay out on Natural News. The headline is this: the Creator wants you to be an individual, not a collective.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because He granted you individual consciousness and awareness. Note that we did not come here as a collective. Like, you and I and 100 other people don't share the same perception. We don't share the same thoughts. We don't share the same experience of awareness and consciousness. We are individuated on purpose because we're supposed to be here and function as individuals working toward that goal, which is to express love, to overcome evil, you know, to determine our true character and our true virtue. One by one. So the collective that is now being, you know, the hive mentality that's now being thrust upon us by big government and socialism and communism, these are anti-God.
Yeah.
In a very literal sense, not in just sort of a sloppy thinking kind of sense.
Yes.
They are anti-creator, anti-God from the sense of understanding the individuation of conscious souls, which is what we are.
Well, this is an amazing discussion. We've only begun to scratch the surface here, and I look forward to that next article talking about that, and another perfect placement for the next place to go. And we'll get you back on as soon as you're available in the midst of all the busyness. But man, oh man, what we're going through now, what we're putting out, I'm so excited, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Me too. And I thank you for you also being, you know, really, really open-minded and willing to explore reality. And we'll keep doing this. And the response, by the way, has just been hugely positive to that book review. And hey, maybe we could even reach out to this doctor.
Would
you like
love
to have
that.
The doctor on your show?
Would love to have him on the show. Absolutely. Let's see what we can do to get it going. And we'll continue this discussion. If you'd like to chime in on it anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Of course, you can comment over at Natural News on the article, as well as come on over here to robertscottbell.com, and we'll get it out and keep sharing the message, man. It makes life the adventure that it is, Mike, and I appreciate sharing it with you.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Great to join you today.
All right, we'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's Probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell, wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in, and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is that? Super Don, what are you playing? I've heard that before.
It's,
yes,
Coast to Coast with Robert Scott Bell.
What are you, now come on. You should
no,
play
actually,
that.
That's the original Art Bell.
That
thing.
Goes way back to Art Bell. You know, every time I introduce myself to somebody and they find out I'm in radio, they always ask, are you related to Art Bell? Now they can say, yes, I just heard the segment you did with Mike Adams.
That one? Yeah, that's you know, I was so thinking Art Bell listening to you guys. That was like way
awesome.
Out there.
It was the daytime version.
Cool. Super interesting. It's that mind-bending kind of stuff where you're just kind of like, wow.
Dude, and we can always go, hey, it was the neurosurgeon. We didn't do it. It was a neurosurgeon. No, absolutely. It was great to be able to discuss that freely in the daylight hours. Oh, my gosh. They think it's only a Coast to Coast overnight. Basically, yeah, you know, you should have played that theme song for Ty Bollinger because he was on Coast to Coast like a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. He was.
So, well, anyway.
Good stuff. It's always cool to move into that area.
Yeah. How do you ground yourself after you start talking about life after life, life between lives, and other universes?
All right. You ready?
Yeah. I want. What do you got?
Pepsi.
Burp.
You feel grounded now?
I think I'm going to burp. Pepsi? Well, I guess that's a way to bring us down. Pepsi in Asia, they're doing something real interesting here. Pepsi Cola in Japan, trying to change their bad kind of image of not being healthy and soda. Well, hey, look, new Pepsi, Japan special. It's called Pepsi Special.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah, it contains a new fiber. A fiber. I mean, what are they doing? Putting rope in it?
Pepsi with rope. This is what I wanted rope. In my Pepsi. Fiber. Yeah.
Maybe they're getting hemp from China and putting it in the Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola hemp? No, it's not that. It's dextrin. I don't know if it's an offshoot of maltodextrin, but they're eager, evidently, according to this article, to appeal to a young, health-conscious men, health-conscious men, drink Pepsi with fiber. And so they put out a comical ad on the website showing a businessman trying to choose between a woman dressed in a pizza costume and another in a burger outfit.
Oh.
And guess what? The message, according to the ad, you don't have to give up either. You could have pizza or burgers because you drink Pepsi Special with our special maltodextrin or dextrin fiber.
Well, it's supposed to be a fat blocking.
A fat blocking
fiber? Because it has the fiber in there. So you can eat your pizza and burgers, and as long as you drink your Pepsi Special, then you're cool.
You know, I'm wondering how long it'll be before they come out and say, well, this Pepsi now comes with side effect warnings. Don't look now, but oh no, anal leakage, not again.
Oh, no.
Ah!
Memories of Olestra.
Olestra,
right?
The fake fat. I'm just wondering how long, because is this real fiber or is it fake fiber? I mean, will this rope carry you up the second floor or will it take you down into the depths of the cesspool? I don't know. Hey, that was actually a pretty good grounder, you know, for us, from where we were. From reincarnation to Pepsi with fake fiber.
Pepsi with fiber. And anal leakage.
Oh, yes. Lovely. We're all grounded now, everybody. Are you ready for the next hour? I bet you are. You can't wait because Liam Sheff's going to be coming back in a little while. We're going to talk with him about his Comic-Con adventures and the ongoing saga of the RSB show Comic to Be, which is going to be very exciting. We'll have it released at the Health Freedom Expo in March in Long Beach, California, which would be awesome. But remember, first and foremost, we'll be in Houston, Texas, Friday, Saturday, Dr. Rashi Batar Advanced Medicine Seminars. I'll be there on Saturday to see everybody. I will have some official stories with me. I'm not sure how many copies I will carry with me. So if you haven't picked that up yet, I will have some copies with me. And for those of you who'd like to learn about the gastrointestinal health protocol, I'll talk about that as well at the Advanced Medicine Seminar. So in the meantime, just take a break. Come back to your body or leave it, whatever you like, and we'll be back after this brief break at the top of the hour for more Robert Scott Bell Show adventures with Liam Sheff, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
He's like,
good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It is very rare for new evidence to question or even negate the utility of a well-established class of drugs. But on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right here and now, we're going to utterly destroy one class of drugs. Actually, we're not doing it. We're just going to report on it. And it was done from within. They've terminated the beta-blocking drugs that are prescribed and have been for decades for high blood pressure. Big news here breaking on the Robert Scott Bell Show, published, I believe, in the JAMA Journal, if I'm not mistaken here, as we go through this article. You can check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. New Scientist. Man, this story is by Josh Bloom. This is a stunner, Super Don. When you brought this to my attention, I was like, oh my gosh, an entire class of drugs has just been utterly obliterated like that. But
absolutely.
After four decades, I continue, after 4 decades as a standard therapy for heart disease and high blood pressure, it looks like the fate will befall beta blockers, that they're gone. Two major studies published within about a week of each other suggest that the drugs do not work. They don't work. Excuse me? 4 decades. They don't work.
This was in the JAMA Journal. And I mean, we're not talking about a small study, you know, kind of like that stupid one they came up with about pregnant women not getting the flu shot and their kids are going to get autistic.
Absolutely means
nothing. Small little tiny study that they just grabbed onto because they're still trying to get people to get the flu shot. But this study, I'm talking about 45,000 heart patients over 3.5 years. So this was not some tiny little thing done off in some obscure place. This is a huge study, and they found that it did not reduce the risk of heart attacks, deaths from heart attacks or stroke, which is exactly what beta blockers are prescribed for.
Speaking of high blood pressure, I still have high blood pressure from that story you just mentioned about the flu shot preventing autism.
Because, yes.
I mean, oh, man, I wanted to bitch slap Nancy Snyderman. I'm sorry. She reported on that. That was, okay, you want my blood pressure up? Just mention Nancy Snyderman.
Right. Yes.
And that's why I mentioned a special place in hell that was reserved just for her and these other medical shills. But,
absolutely.
Man, oh, man, this is, again, a huge story. Beta-blocking drugs. How many of you out there, don't raise your hand if you're driving your car and listening and streaming, you know, because this is happening now. I can't imagine. With how many listeners we got, they got to be streaming all over the country now, even in trucks going across the country. This is amazing what's happening. But how many beta-blocking drugs, right? They say 200 million prescriptions were written for them in 2010. I'm shaking my head here, and that's and they didn't get the memo. So in 2012, it's not like there's going to be any less yet just because they came out
right.
with this.
Right.
In fact,
no, of course not.
I don't think they're going to stop the prescribing them because these old habits die hard. These habits definitely die. They'll just keep prescribing because they always have.
Well, what's the thing is, what are they going to prescribe instead? You know, I mean, you have to. I'll bet you there are companies out there, drug companies out there that are looking at this going, oh, beta blockers don't work. Awesome. So let's see. What stroke drug do we have? What heart drug do we have? Because, you know, these doctors now, they're going to have to come up with something else that they've got to prescribe. Right?
Clearly, Super Don, you don't know what they're going to do. They're going to double down on statin drugs.
Sure.
They're going to say, well, we're going to have to up your statin dose because we thought the beta blockers were doing some good work with the statin. Now that they're not, we'll just up your statin drug dose and kill your liver faster. I mean, can you imagine after studying this four decades of use and they find that it doesn't reduce mortality in any of the people they were giving it to? You know, this is one of those rendering speechless. I never opened by reading a news story, but that was so stunning, I had to. they still are claiming the statins and anticoagulants and antihypertensives are workable. So there are other options beside beta blockers, but we don't want it or need any of those other options either, because what we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, whether you're listening to Advanced Medicine Monday or Healing Revolution Friday or Outside the Box Wednesdays or our whatever's on Tuesdays and Thursdays here, we know how to address this, and we also know that the prime focal point of high blood pressure is not really the heart. It's the kidneys. It's the urinary tract. It's the liver and its ability or inability to remove toxins and inflammatory components and free radicals from the vascular system. And when the kidneys are damaged or destroyed, primarily by what? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Phil wrote me a little message on Facebook yesterday about this. His wife was dealing with some blood pressure issues.
Right.
And I asked if she had taken a lot of NSAIDs or if she had mercury toxicity. Turns out she had mercury fillings, the old school silver fillings that are really mercury. And mercury alone can elevate blood pressure among many things. Now, the neurological impact of the heavy metal can create and trigger neurological misfiring of the heart muscle. You know, this is another aspect of post-myocardial infarction, as they say, to talk technically. But after a heart attack, used to be there was devastating trigger issues in the heart muscle. And they're also claiming in this study that the reason why beta-blocking drugs don't do anything is because they made advances in surgical intervention to clean out the arteries with roto-rooters. It's kind of weird.
Absolutely, yeah.
But that's
no,
what they're
absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
But the thing is, if you did this via chelation, like if you go to see Dr. Batar and he chelates you, not only will he bind out heavy metals, but you'll clean your arteries. And we also know how to do that. And I think on yesterday's show, we talked a little bit about heart issues with Chris Barr because we had that major league question come in from a listener, Pratt, what was his name, Tom or something, about his diabetes and heart issue. And if you simply nourish the heart with the hawthorn berry syrup, for instance, that misfiring issue will come back into balance and won't happen. But even prior to that, as we say, liver, kidney, liver, kidney, liver, kidney. What do? We increase the selenium. We increase the GTF chromium. What else did Chris say yesterday? The overlooked trace mineral that no one ever looks at. They say, oh, your skin, hair, and nails will do silica. But they never look at it in terms of its vascular and neurological impact. Because silicon is like the silicon chip of a computer. You can't fire it off without the silicon. And our cells in the heart also need loads of silicon, completely ripped out of the soils and ripped out of the food that most Americans are consuming because of the refined aspect of the food that most people are consuming. So then they're duped into saying you've got a drug deficiency. Now that it's not a beta-blocking drug deficiency, it could be an antihypertensive drug deficiency disease, right? A statin drug deficiency disease, an anticoagulant drug deficiency disease. What are anticoagulants? Things like the rat poisons. Remember some of the rat poisons? Yeah, I'm sure they were giving them to your dad.
Like,
a stroke?
Remember any of the names? I'm trying to remember what. Coumadin.
Hey, nice job.
Hey,
there we go. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
What a prize.
Yes.
And that'll excuse you now for playing Coast to Coast music last
hour.
Warfarin, Coumadin. It's rat poison, basically. And this is what's used to thin the blood. Of course, we would recommend natokinase, which can, and lumbrokinase, I think, is a form they use over at Allergy Research. But natokinase, which is an enzyme that can utilize, can do its thing without having to thin the blood to the point of bleed outs, dangerous bleed outs. But the medical profession doesn't acknowledge it. They don't acknowledge it, not the establishment. And so these beta blocking issues, they block the beta receptors, beta 1, which they call it, primarily found in the heart, and beta 2 located all over. That's why they do the beta 2 blockers. They hope for that response with the smooth muscle cells of the bronchial tubes and in the veins. That's what they think was doing the good work. But remember, if you don't have vascular integrity and elasticity, that is a silicon deficiency, it don't matter, you know, you're going to do beta 2 blocking. And I said it that way on purpose because they're very infantile in their approach here. And so the beta blocking, what we call blood pressure reducing drugs, their history. But don't let your doctor talk you into even more toxic and more invasive procedures when you have not even tried a little bit to increase your selenium levels. Heck, man, what do you want to do? Hey, let's increase our glutathione production via utilizing the One World Whey that we love so much. You increase glutathione levels, you will bind out the bad guys. You will bind out the heavy metals that are also contributing to the high blood pressure that are damaging to the kidneys. Because when the liver can't do its job, the kidneys are going to suffer. They're passive. Think about it. Downstream. You can understand the concept.
You
downstream.
Mean beta blockers? What? Beta blockers hurt your kidneys?
Yeah, indirectly.
Oh, but the article says they're not dangerous.
Well,
come on, Robert. You got to go to the last paragraph.
Yes,
we
I know.
But you have to go to the last paragraph.
Relative to the antihypertensives, they are less toxic. It's true. Right. Relative to statin drugs, they are less toxic. But there are always unintended consequences. And when you block receptor sites of any kind in the body, there are always unintended consequences. Always unintended consequences. And, you know, they talk about being impossible to predict. I mean, they don't even try to predict these things. They go, hey, we found something we can do here. Let's patent it and sell it and make tons of money. Now, the beta-blocking drugs have been out of patent for a long time, so they could probably care less because they were probably making fractions of a penny on every dollar of them they sold.
It's all generic.
Yeah. So now what they're probably going to do is actually be thankful for these studies because now they can say, hey, look, we can't give you this generic beta-blocking drug that costs you a penny or a dollar at Walmart. Now we got to give you this $100 a pill antihypertensive that's still under patent protection. So you know
I told you that
played a role here.
Pharmaceutical companies love studies like this.
Yeah, no, this one's a good one. Now, if it did in the modern patented drugs, they'd be very upset.
Oh, sure.
Which, in fact, there is something that is very upsetting to a drug company right now.
Yes.
And that relates to, what is it? Roche's Tamiflu.
Tamiflu, our favorite.
Yeah. The British Medical Journal, not to pile on, but I don't mind piling on this case. The British Medical Journal now slammed Roche on Tamiflu, saying it's demanding that it releases all of its data, claiming that there is no evidence. None! Do you hear that, CDC, you dill rods? No evidence that the drug Tamiflu can actually do anything to stop the flu.
Right.
Yet, how many hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer funds have been spent on stockpiling the drug by the CDC?
No.
By the Department of Defense? I mean, who lobbied? Who lobbied? And you dunderheads on the left that go, oh, Obamacare. That's the same thing. They'll fund Roche and order Tamiflu for poor people. Oh, yes,
the
poor people needed Tamiflu. Right. They didn't have enough delusions about socialism and free stuff from the government already. Give them Tamiflu and put them out of their minds even further. Make them hallucinate.
Right.
Telling
well,
you
the World Health Organization was involved in that,
WHO,
too.
Absolutely it was.
Yeah. They put together a list called Essential Medicines, and they included Tamiflu on that. And what happens is that other governments will use that list in order to, you know, decide what it is that they need to do.
Remember the Cochrane collaboration on all the flu shot stuff?
No.
Right? I suggest we boycott Roche's products until they publish missing Tamiflu data. He wrote Peter Goetsch. He's the leader in the Nordic Cochrane Center in Copenhagen.
Right. Hey, what a coincidence.
Yep. He said government should take legal action against Roche to get their money back because they needlessly spent it on stockpiling a worthless drug, even though the WHO said it was an essential medicine. They are also bought and sold by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Do I say idiots? I mean, I mean, come on. I'm not trying to be mean about this, but this is the kind of stuff they pretend they're experts. And the public buys it because the government buys it. And I don't mean the public shells out money directly. It's indirectly through stolen taxpayer funds. But the media, the pharmaceutically conflicted and purchased media, the dunderheads like brain surgeon Sanjay Gupta, vaccine aficionado Nancy going to hell Schneiderman, all say, yes, this is good stuff. They're all bought. Why would you listen to these people?
It's so hard, especially with Sanjay Gupta, because there are sometimes he'll come out with stuff and he'll be spot on.
Yeah.
It's like I just saw him yesterday on CNN talking about the marijuana situation, because Washington and Colorado had legalized recreational use, and he was sticking up for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that it's, you know, there's been all kinds of science and research that supports the idea that, you know, that yes, smoking it can damage your lungs, but that it's very effective and can replace and do better than other medicines that are out there. But then there's other times where he just completely blows it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we acknowledge when Dr. Mehmet Oz does something good, as much as we don't we don't cut him any slack when he violates, I think, his pretend place as a holistic guru. And it's the same thing with Sanjay Gupta. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He seems like a friendly enough guy. He has a good personality, comes across well. But when he takes Tylenol for the flu that he gets in Afghanistan, it tells you he ain't all that. You got that?
Right.
He ain't all that. So anyway, you want your money back from Roach? Go ahead and try it. We've got the ability to do it now. Check it out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. I want to thank again Mike Adams for being on board last hour to go places we rarely get to go, but hopefully we can go there again. Let us know what you thought of the discussion. Were you offended by what we said? Did you like it? You want to do more? Let us know. We're going to do more of something after the break, because Liam Sheff is back, and he's back from Comic-Con, Maine. And he's chattering his teeth. I hear his teeth chattering off the air right now. It's so cold.
Can you hear that? I can hear it. I can kind of hear it in the background.
You hear that? Yeah. Well, we'll bring Liam up, hopefully start a fire. And we'll get to that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, of course, say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And now, he's alive, but he's really cold. He's up in the frozen tundra of Maine. Our good friend, Official Stories creator, writer, and he was at a Comic-Con? His name, Liam Sheff, he's back. Welcome back, Liam.
Brr. It's cold.
Man, you're making me chilly. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like in the studio going, wait a second here.
It's going to get worse.
I hear.
It's only November, and I think December then happens, and I believe January follows. So,
Do they do like hot toddies by the fire? I'm not sure even what that is, but I've heard about them.
I'm keeping my toddies as warm as I can.
I don't want to know how necessarily, but maybe if you're sitting by the fire, keep them safe.
Sitting on my hands as much as I it's cold. It's cold up here. This is as close to Canada. It's not good, but I'm up here for work, and which is great, and it brought me to a comic convention.
I think it's kind of funny that anybody would go up to the winter wonderland of Maine for a comic convention at this time of the year.
I think it's funny too, but mostly ironical.
Yes, ironical and vortexinal for sure.
But my writing partner on a couple of comic things that we're working on is named Scott Taylor. He's up here. Family's up here. And the comic convention was up here in Portland, mm-hmm. Portland of the Ports in Maine.
My son still talks about Portland from his school trip up there last year.
Yeah, it's a nice little town. If you're into the cockroach of the sea, the lobster.
I think that from what he said, there were a few restaurants that actually served organic food, so he was able to eat when he went up there.
Well, again, the cockroach of the sea, which
he didn't have one of those.
Corpses at the bottom of the ocean, and yeah, the lobster. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that it's a real delicacy. It eats corpses. I'm just letting you know. But we went to the Comic-Con in Portland. We had a great time. And almost, no, I mean, everybody was really friendly. I was a little anxious to go because I was worried if the culture would be hard to break into or hard to talk to people, mm-hmm. but I had great talks with people about writing, about the arts, about story and character development, about some of the movies that we've seen. And, you know, it's sort of my long-standing interest is art and storytelling. Since I was very, very young, I was watching a ton of movies, and then I got into reading film criticism. In my very early teens, I really enjoyed reading film criticism, and that extended into my 20s. And then I wanted to understand, you know, what is a story? What is the hero's or heroine's journey?
I know. We got to go in there and destroy the GMO Death Star.
Yes. Well, that's coming. That's mm-hmm. coming. But this was essentially, you know, really my wheelhouse. I didn't realize what a good time I'd have. I mean, it was low key and I enjoyed that. So we were there with our comic, which is called Summer of 74, which is the unofficial, unauthorized, true, air quotes, story of how Star Wars really began in 1974 in Barstow, California. It is a comedy. We are repurposing the Star Wars myth. But myth is something that I really love to study, and I think that my book, Official Stories, is about myths. They're about the current myths that we accept as facts. The comic that we've done is a sort of comedic retelling of the most popular myth of our time, I think, which is Star Wars. I think that qualifies as the most popular myth of our generation.
With a lot of people laying claim to it.
Well, did you hear about the new movie?
Well, are you talking about the Disneyfied version?
Yeah, they're putting out they've already got a straight to video. They just wanted to cat. Yeah, it's 101 Dalmatians in space.
Oh no, they didn't. Tell me they didn't.
Yeah, they're on a ship, and you know they have a ring of power and a couple of lightsabers.
And the bad guys, I understand, rather than having British accents, they now have French accents.
Yes, they now have. Well, they all have three names like Queed, Jong, Puppy and Obi-Wan Kapuppy. And anyway, I'm not worried about that because we have our own thing coming out, and it's a parody satire that plays loosely with the Star Wars mythos, very, very loosely, and sets it in the 70s with key parties and questionable relationships and THC. Anyway, I won't overburden the audience.
Well, I thought that was THX.
No, that was Lucas. He liked to hurt people's ears.
Go ahead, Liam, but I am curious as to the difference between what the media portrays at Comic-Con that happens usually in San Diego with one that happens in Maine.
Size, right? So this isn't the one that people go to seize the thing that's going to be the next movie that you forget, you know, Transformers 8 or The Hobbit, which is now being made. And this Peter Jackson, who I thought was a talented guy a long time ago, is just overburdening us. He's making the Mahabharata of fantasy movies. That's an Indian epic that, you know, takes, 100 days to read out loud or something like that. But, you know, you don't need to make The Hobbit in three parts. It's a story about a guy who finds a ring and whatever, goes back home. Anyway, that's what the Comic-Con in L.A. is for. It's essentially now an extension of Hollywood because all of the movies in Hollywood now are made of comic myths, you know, Thor and Green Lantern and Fantastic Four and Tight Panties Guy or whatever they have.
Well, it's people that wear their underoos on the outside still.
Underoo man.
Yes. Underoos. Wow. Well, look, was there a lot, you know, I've seen the Hollywoodized version of the Comic-Con. I've never been, but it sounds like this may have been a little bit more down to earth and more honestly nerdy than what happens out in Hollywood.
Yeah, there were guys who live in Maine. The creator of Ren and Stimpy was there. He lives in, I think, Connecticut. And I had a nice conversation with him about some of the voice actors like Billy West, who's worked on Futurama, who's, you know, he said is the next Mel Blanc. And I totally agree. He's an incredibly talented, very, very, very funny, versatile voice actor. So if you've ever watched Futurama, you've heard Billy West.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, there was some fun stuff and everybody was low key because how can you not be? It's Portland, Maine. You know, what do you can have a huge attitude big in Portland. So it was a nice introduction for our comic. People enjoyed it. They enjoyed the concept and they enjoyed some of the poster art we put together for the thing. But what I noticed, you know, I come from the health community. I come from macrobiotics and Chinese medicine and Ayurveda and cooking and, you know, world cuisine. And forgive me, but nerd food is pretty much the same as it was when we were kids. You know, it's stuff that comes out of a bag, goes into a microwave. You know, it's a nightmare.
Well, you bring it up and you coined a phrase that I think is good. I don't know if anybody's used it, but nerd food. We could be even meaner about it, but this really, it's the wheelhouse here, Liam. It's our wheelhouse. It's like bringing this concept of food as medicine into everybody's realm, because of course we've talked about it in the liberty or material or political realm, where people are loving rah-rah liberty, the First Amendment, the Second, whatever amendment you want to claim. But yet, so many of them completely gave up on liberty when it came to caring for the very thing that allowed them to be here to carry out whatever mission they believe they have, and that is that physical body that needs to be nourished and not destroyed by what you call nerd food in a bag and in a microwave.
I agree, and I know people love to make fun of it. I'm not really saying nerd in a pejorative sense. I think a lot of people are self-described nerds. You know, they paint themselves like Star Trek characters, and they have great fun with it. That's wonderful. I'm glad that the imagination is there. When you go and hang out, you find that they're artists and really, really talented artists. They're really good storytellers. You get to talk about the art of the story, but for God's sake, these people just don't seem to know how to take care of themselves. So I feel like if I could make a comic book of like how to eat well, how to eat a little better, you know, forgive me, but how to chop a vegetable, how to use a stove, it might be a big hit, or maybe it would just be a flop and they would say, what's this? We don't get it. But I'm almost like, as I make friends here, I want to say, you know, I don't think you should eat. I don't think you should be eating that twice microwave burrito.
Well, I was thinking about how you might be received, and you've got to walk very gingerly because it's probably an area of their life that they've not even considered or conceived of.
Well, and again, I'm new to it. I've been to the one convention. I really liked a lot of the people, but I did want to say, yeah, what about it? And I did talk to one, attractive young woman, and she was dressed somewhere between a cheerleader and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I wasn't really sure. We had a good long talk about plot and narrative structure through a number of TV series and about the problems of characterization and why. And it was an interesting intellectual talk and character arcs and story, operatic qualities. Anyway, it was an interesting talk. And then I said, well, here's my other book, Official Stories, Work as a Journalist. And this is, more or less the, you can't trust anything that's printed in the papers. Official stories are there to protect officials. So I write about pharmaceuticals and GMOs and food and pesticides. She said, oh my God, if I started to have to think about that, you know, what I eat, I'd go crazy. And I almost said, but if you don't think about what you eat, you'll actually be driven crazy because your body will be poisoned and you won't be able to think and you'll lose functionality. You'll lose some of those creative connecting points.
Yes. Liam, that's real similar to when I hear people say, well, I can't afford to eat well. And I'm thinking, you know, on the other end, you can't afford not to. But I understand what they're saying economically. But also, you know, they want to focus on this so-called creativity, and you're given, I guess, some level of leeway early in life, but depends on, you know, what you're coming in with. I was a canary in the coal mine. I couldn't have lasted that long. And yet they might still be under the elusive perception or the perception that they've captured in early life that it doesn't matter what you eat. Why bring that up? It's just stuff that goes in me.
Yeah, there might be a mm-hmm. disconnect between the idea that what you, if you're a creative person, you may live too often in your imagination.
Yeah.
Your imagination is funneled through this sort of human machine, you know, this biological machinery. And if the biological machinery isn't well taken care of and well disposed to carrying all those electrical signals, you may not reach your creative peak. So,
right.
I may go in and say, yeah, here's, by the way, it's called Health Food for Comic Fans, Comic Dorks, whatever, you know, and I want it to be an affectionate kind of thing. But here are things that you might try to eat once in a while. You know?
Well, I think the idea of making like real food for nerds or nerd food, I mean, something that would change things up and, of course, appeal to them. Maybe we can incorporate that into some of the comic ideas of our adventures on the RSB show. You know, we can bring that out.
Absolutely. Well, I guess we're just hitting a break, but let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay, sounds good. Fresh from Comic-Con, Maine, in the frozen tundra up there. We'll hear about the Eskimos he ran into. No, he didn't run into Eskimos. We'll find out on the other side of this break. Real food or comic food for nerds after this. Stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I have to admit, I understand the nerd food thing, Liam, because I was nerdy. Yes, I was nerdy. Yeah, you thought I was cool, didn't you? Well, in a nerdy kind of way, maybe. But that idea of growing up on those kind of foods out of a box and a bag and a this and a that and a microwave, it was part of my normal upbringing. I mean, obviously, I rejected it a long time ago now. But there are a lot of people that are just now getting there and don't even know they're about to get there, and they just met Liam at a Comic-Con in Maine. They're going to be running. No, they won't. They embraced. I hear they actually bought a bunch of copies of Official Stories, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I mean, not in the numbers of a Health Freedom Expo, but It was really inspiring. It was fun to talk to people about the myths or conspiracies that they would believe in. And I have these great Official Stories posters, which I brought, which are black and white, easy to read graphics that just post questions. You know, did you know that Shakespeare, as he was called when he died, didn't own any of the plays, didn't have any of the rights, didn't make any money from any of the plays that are attributed to him, that he had two illiterate daughters, an illiterate granddaughter, and two illiterate parents? People go, no, I didn't. Oh, wow, that's weird. Now, some of them had heard of it because of the movie Anonymous. And then I'd show him the Lee Harvey Oswald one. Then I'd show him the Big Bang one. Like, no, I didn't realize that was invented by a Roman Catholic priest. And so we'd have fun talking about myths. Comic book people, I think, tend to be from the sort of liberal, baptized liberal, as I was in a way. So I said, well, I have other stuff, but it'll probably shake you up. You probably won't like it as much. And, you know, some people said, try me. And I said, vaccination. I said, you know, I was very agnostic about this for a long time, but I really had to research it. I grew up in a family of doctors and researchers. I had a great conversation with one young woman who was helping to run the thing. And I said, so what does the word vaccination come from? She said, I don't know. And I said, do you know any Spanish? Vaca. Oh, cow. Yeah, that's right. They used to scrape cow pus, horse pus, goat pus from the bottom of their sores on their stomachs and legs and jab it into people's arms, and her face sort of contorted. And I said, look, I'm not making that up. That's what they call a fact, in the sense that it's not disputed by either side. And we ended up having this great conversation, and I was thrilled. I was thrilled that people could think critically. I guess, though, if this is going to be a crowd I hang out with, and I hope it is, because they're just very creative and interesting. I will be bringing food there that I didn't see anybody else eating.
Well, they're going to be introduced to this concept of what? Food? Food. Food. Wow, that looks pretty
fatty
good.
Acids.
Yeah, EFAs, things like that will help them maintain their creativity and allow that imagination to flow through. And I think that's the way to get them. It's like, you know, one day you could lose all of this. What? Really? What do you mean? And that, I'm sure their interest will be piqued at that point. And then you start, we start tying together. I mean, that's again the whole passion that I have for this message. And then you're out there doing, I mean, in some ways, evangelizing, not in a negative context, but literally you're a living example. You can't help but bring it wherever you are and people will discover it.
And we'll be bringing it to the Health Freedom Expo because we'll be premiering the Robert Scott Bell Show Adventures, that comic, which is going to be it's a comedy, it's a satire, but we go through stuff that we talk about, but it's kid friendly with funny pictures of us sort of in a Jules Verne kind of series of adventures. And we can really do anything we want with it. You know, we can go anywhere, which is the great thing about a comic.
You think I was kidding about the GMO Death Star, didn't you?
No, we're not actually. and so the GMO Death Star may happen. The first episode is what happened. You know, we have a, I guess I'll give it away. We have a very kind of angry conservative koala sidekick who. Okay, in the series we have a he's kind of a Henry Kissinger kind of character. He's a koala sidekick. And he doesn't believe anything we say. He just thinks we're crazy deniers of science. And so if we talk on the show in the comic about vaccines, he says, you people are crazy. So he'll go and try to be vaccinated as many times as he can. And then we'll have to deal with the fallout of that. But, you know, he's a great foil. You know, he'll go and argue. Cause when we were talking about developing it, I said, well, I don't want this to be us preaching to people. I want it to be funny.
Yes.
The only way to have it be funny is to have somebody who doesn't agree with us, you know, to really argue.
We do need a foil, don't we?
And to make him smart, you know, he's going to be smart. He's going to be critical and bright. And
he won't be dumb like Nancy Snyderman, I promise you. Although he may believe some of the things she says, but it won't be in the same vein. You understand?
Well,
maybe, maybe not.
I'll let you have it, her. So that'll be happening, and we'll have a fan page coming out, I guess, next week with a few images, and the images will trickle out through the holidays, and then I think it will either put it on sale in, I don't know, February or just premiere it at the expo. It'll be a full color comic.
Mm-hmm.
Fit for man and beast, for children and adults.
Well, and we already know, we remember, and Dr. Bitar referenced that. He's still so amazed by that Marlon and family with his kids coming from Detroit to the Health Freedom Expo and how excited the kids were. And this is the radio version of it. Guess what? When the comic version, they're going to go bonkers.
Yeah, I was really gratified at the comic convention that we gave, you know, we give the pitch, you know, again, summer of 74, unauthorized, unofficial, true, air quotes, story of how Star Wars really began in Barstow, California. Why Barstow? There's stories that in the summer of 1974. Well, of course, George Lucas grew up in the 50s, but we, 50s and 60s, but we thought that the 70s was a funny era, so we had our way with it. But you know, you'd give the pitch and they look at a few pictures and they go, yeah, I'll buy it. How much is it? Oh, okay. You know, we were selling it for $5 at the conference. It's $8 online. And it's a black and white comic. A color comic's a little more expensive to print. But still, you know, you're not asking $20 from people. You're asking $5 or $10 or something like that. And it's something they can really read and have fun with and laugh and share. And our comic is going to be full color. And it's going to be full of information about silver hydrosol, about what vaccines do. But it's going to be funny. And so there are poop jokes. And, you know, and sort of, what's that, Fantastic Voyage kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm drawing it. I'm looking sort of forward to putting it all together if I can sleep sometimes.
Yes. Well, I'm really, really absolutely thrilled and excited. I mean, listen, your creative imagination is the thing that's going to get us out of this mess. Whatever mess you happen to be in, it's there because you abandoned creative imagination. You adopted somebody else's viewpoint of the world. And now you're going, dude, this pretty much sucks. I want out. Well, stop believing what everybody else is telling you. Stop living other people's lives and, you know, start living your own. And of course, those people at Comic-Con in many ways are creating a kind of fantastic alternate universe. Kind of like last hour, I was talking to Mike Adams about the multiverse and the reality of life beyond life, but bringing that into a practical sense in the terms of how you want to live it and that you want to pursue it now. Well, when you're young and you have some vitality left, you can, you know, maybe deal with, or you think you're dealing with the food that's not really food. So this all plays its role, and I love my most fun times when we do this on the air, when we get a little creative. I know we get serious too, Liam, and I love that too. Don't get me wrong. But the fun stuff is the fun stuff. If we're not having a little bit of fun while we're doing it, I don't think we're doing it correctly. So there you go.
But wait, there's more. Yeah. So tune to your Facebook page, the website, and we'll have Robert Scott Bell show adventure clips and preview pains and characters coming out soon.
Absolutely. Very exciting what's happening, Liam. I'm appreciative of all your updates as well from the frozen tundra. I don't know if there's anything more I can do. I mean, because you're not going to eat whale blubber like the the Eskimos. I kind of went dyslexic on that. I don't think the Mexicans eat whale blubber, do they?
The Mexicamos?
The Mexicamos, that's right. Well, global cooling is affecting Mexicamo. So they've got a whole new diet that's happening down there. No more burritos, just whale Ritos.
It's the vortexinal activity of HARP.
It has to be. By the way, the HARP stuff, I thought it was great discussion. We really didn't get any hate mail, unless you did, that I don't know about. I think the way we handled it wasn't a lot that they could attack us on, but we were certainly willing to receive any kind of critique on it.
Oh, I'm willing to receive. I'm open to papers again. Demonstrating that you can do something with the atmosphere, that you can repeat it. That's a repeatable experiment, and then I'm going to be very interested. But I keep studying plasma physics, and I'm an open-minded person. But go back and listen to that show to understand the limits of open-mindedness.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, the thing is, even afterwards, people were still sending links that were just to videos of people making claims, but nothing that we could actually, so-called put our finger on and go, well, let me analyze this. It's more like, okay, is it possible? I don't know. But it certainly would take, as you said, the power of the sun to do what they claim it could do in moving hurricanes or starting earthquakes. If there's some other, let's say, vortexinal kind of thing going on we don't know about, that's why I said send it on in. We want to see it.
Highly illogical, Captain.
Damn it, Jim. That's all I got.
I don't have anything else. I'm actually very hungry.
Nerd food you must eat.
No, I'm going to have some rice and beans.
Of course you are. Well, keep it warm, Liam, and we'll check in with you a little later. But very happy to hear about the adventures at the Comic-Con up there. Hello, big love to all our main friends. We'll try to keep you warm with the energy flowing through the Robert Scott Bell Show 5-6 days a week here on Natural News Radio. The links are up, including the Liam and official stories in today's show notes. Thank you for being here, Liam.
Enchanté, monsieur. It is my pleasure.
I knew they would be some French in this one. So stand by. We're going to wrap up the show after the break. Say thanks to our sponsors and thanks to Liam Sheff. Go get official stories.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The super, now why is your hand up? Why are you raising your hand? What is this, school?
Teacher.
Excuse me?
Me.
All right, calling you the teacher's pet today. What's going on over there?
I've got a couple of questions for you. Now, I actually know a little bit of the answer to this, but we've got a fan out in Louisiana.
Yeah, a Louisiana fan, Cajun?
Who has just happens to be my sister.
Is she a Cajun? A raging Cajun?
She's not a Cajun. She's not a Cajun. But, we were talking the other day, and she had a question about colitis.
Really? Now, we never talk about colitis here.
Never. No, but you know, colitis is actually interesting because it's kind of just a general diagnosis that there's all kinds of different types of colitis. But we got to talking, and she asked if I would ask you, what she should do. Right. Now she was diagnosed with colitis. They're giving her this drug or wanting her to be on this drug called Flagyl.
Oh yeah.
Now I looked this stuff up. Uh-huh. You know how I love drugs and side effects.
Oh yeah,
you gotta love it when you look up Flagyl. The very first thing at the top of the page, mm-hmm. Flagyl has been shown to be carcinogenic and cause cancer in mice and rat studies. I'm like, okay, yeah, sign me up. Hey,
right
sis, yeah, go for it. Let's get a 90-day prescription.
Well, this is their antimicrobial bent in allopathic medicine. They just think we got to kill everything, and of course they pay no attention to the issue. When you go jump to the carcinogenic impact, you realize because it's inflaming tissue, it's damaging integrity of self or the cells of the epithelium, which is also damaged, of course, in colitis. In any of the forms of colitis, you'll see inflammation. And so there'll be subsequent inflammation and, of course, the ripping or stripping of the good flora, which compounds the problem. You cool the fire, if you will, by putting more fire on it. You burn out a fire by combusting all of the flame, but then you leave this kind of damaged tissue, and then whatever is there will take advantage of it, and it's usually the nasty stuff.
All right.
So have you talked to her about the Silver Aloe Protocol?
I told her that's what we needed to do, but I know you could do this with both sides of your brain tied behind your back in the dark blindfolded.
Yeah.
But could we just run through that real quick just again as far as, you know, how that works and,
sure.
and the quantities and the amounts?
Well, yeah, just go to shopnaturalnews.com to get the Sovereign Silver. You get the 16-ounce bottle for about the best price anywhere. And then you will combine that dose, depending on the weight. If you're a real small adult, you can get away with a tablespoon of the silver with a tablespoon of aloe vera, but most adults will probably want to eke on up to the 2-tablespoon dose with the 2 tablespoons of the silver and the aloe mixture. The aloe vera, just a pure organic aloe. And you'll swallow that down 3 times a day directly. Don't hold it in your mouth prior to meals, for the stomach is largely void of contents. That'll drive the silver and the aloe into the small intestine, large intestine, colon, and out. And that, of course, will address all the microbial overgrowth, the dysbiosis. That means we're killing the bad guys and cleansing everything out, but we're downregulating the inflammation, the ITIS of colitis. You're getting rid of the inflammation, and you're upregulating healing of the tissue that's been damaged. Now, because we're going to cleanse the entire tract, we need to replenish it with the good guys. So have Super Don's sister call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and say, can I have the Super Don discount? I don't even know what that, if that even exists.
Oh, nice. I get my own discount?
Maybe Jonathan will do something for it. I don't know. But it's 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now you got the colitis covered. Now, you can also do some King Bio. There's an upper GI remedy and a lower GI remedy. And I would say either one of these, depending on where you have identified, is it upper or lower GI, will determine which homeopathic remedy you can also throw into the mix there.
Okay. I don't know if we have enough time for this, but she also wanted me to see if we could address type 2 diabetes.
In a minute or less.
In a minute or less.
Well, you can listen. She can listen to any of my shows when Chris Barr and I have talked about this, because as I knew from years ago as a homeopath and still am, the lycopodium and iris, the homeopathic remedies for the pancreas. But the best thing that put it over the top as far as healing of type 2 diabetes was the reintroduction of the GTF chromium, the food-grown form of chromium, not the polynicotinate and picolinate, but the real form of chromium that actually is food-grown. Again, call Jonathan, right, at Choose to Be Healthy, and you'll get it and have her on 100 micrograms three times a day to start. And literally, if she is on any insulin or drugs, she's going to probably have to taper those down, so be careful about that. And we're about out of time, but that's about the reminder until tomorrow. We've got a great show tomorrow. We got Ty Bollinger back for we do Outside the Box Wednesdays. Also, oh, Robert, it's amazing. Guess who's coming back? Leanna Werner-Gray and the Earth Diet. We're going to talk scary GMOs. Nice. And we'll have lots of fun with her. So stand by for that. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.